That the mechaber and simon to flamed Shabbos l'fnei haPesach. Currently, say Shabbos haGadol l'fnei haNeish Nasavoi. The Shabbos preceding Pesach, we refer to it as Shabbos haGadol because of the great neis which occurred. And we all know before it's begat the midrashim how on this day Klal Yisrael went ahead and they procured the sheep they needed for Karban Pesach, the upcoming Karban Pesach, a few days beforehand to make sure they're properly following the law, that it should be a proper karban. And they went ahead and tied it to their bedposts. And by doing so, they obviously invoked the ire of the Mitzriim, who came and asked them what they were doing. And they set up a major confrontation. And the various Gersais, the Midrashim, how the Mitzriim obviously would want to let out, you know, to take vengeance on the Yidden for trying to do such an act. And yet nothing happened. The Mitzriim were rather powerless. And because of that, the Nais, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. Interestingly, the Mechaber does not leave any halachic application of this. He just says this is the fact of life. We call it Shabbos HaGadol. The Ramah goes on and says, The Ramah says, over the Minig, which many people have, and that is to say over the Haggadah on Shabbos, at some point over Shabbos, before Mincha, or earlier in Shabbos, to read over the Haggadah. The one reason given for this is because since that was the beginning of the Nais, people already, it's appropriate to start talking about the Nais from then. However, the Vilna Gaon famously has issue with this, because we say very clearly in the Pasuk that Bavur Zeb is Shoshem Atzim Roim Menachem Lefanecha. And therefore the Gaon holds it's not be a reason to say Haggadah on Erev Pesach. However, there's another reason the Pesach can speak out, and that definitely would apply to Chayru L'Kuli Alma, and that is merely to familiarize yourself in advance of the Pesach Seder. One shouldn't come in empty-handed. It's a rather special occasion. One should come in properly prepared. That certainly I would agree to in the less formal reading, but again, some have the minute to actually go ahead and read the words themselves. Now, why is the term we use Shabbos HaGadol? Why is this the name that was coined for the Shabbos, the word Gadol? So famously, the Maharil says that the fact that we use the word Gadol as opposed to Rabba means it's not a question of greatness. It's a question of length and time. And he says it's actually referring to the fact that on this Shabbos we have long drushes, and because of the Shabbos HaGadol, drushes tend to go on for a long time. It was called Shabbos HaGadol forever after. But aside from that, other reason, so one reason we have is the Mechaber says the nation Asabai, that in itself was a greatness, and that's why we call Shabbos HaGadol. Perhaps just to suggest one other reason, the Beis Levi goes to great lengths to say how Mitzrayim was the foundation of Klal Yisrael. Step one in forming an Ummah, step one in the foundation of a long road till we became an Ummah, Matan Torah, and we proceeded further on. The first step, he says, a nation has to know is that they're not the same as everybody else. When they came down to Mitzrayim, they knew they were distinct, they were separate, they had the Avos. And over time, he says, even though they kept the Shema, Mashayim, and Mavusham, they sort of meandered into becoming very similar. Their approach was, let's keep a low profile, we'll be a distinct culture within a culture, we'll somehow merge with Mitzrayim and show that we could coexist, no big deal. We'll be called different names, but everything else, we'll get along with them just fine. He said, it had to be burned into the very fiber of Klal Yisrael that we can't coexist. The person has to realize that Klal Yisrael is meant to be separate, or a different nation altogether. Before you can receive the Torah, you have to understand that you're distinct. Totally separate, totally removed from the regular Mitzri way of life. So once they lost their ability to do that voluntarily, they were trying to go ahead and merge, it had to be through the Shibud Mitzrayim, they were taught that they can't really mix with Mitzrayim. Now, it came to the point, now, after all the years of Shibud, it comes to the climax, you see Mitzrayim, we have all the Makkos, and now comes the point of the great departure from Mitzrayim. And the question is, did they learn the lesson or not? Did they understand, did they get the lesson through, that they're separate? Before they're ready to get the Torah, are they ready for that? Did they understand that they're unique? So on that, the Rami Pano points out that the Karban Pesach was uniquely set up to ensure that every person had to make a very public stand, a very public proclamation. He says, first of all, it had to be roasted. Roasting any meat, the smell carries a barbecue quite far away. He said, everyone knows there's something going on over here. He said, secondly, he could say, okay, I'll roast it, you know, but then I'll go hide. He says, no, you're a marked man. You had to put the dam on the mashka if you had to show exactly where you were. Okay, somebody could think, I'll put the dam on the mashka if not run for the hills. You cut it out, you weren't allowed to leave your house. You had to stay in your house the entire night. So basically, you're taking a stand, going ahead, shechting with the Zara, marking and saying, this is where I stand, this is my shita, this is exactly where I am. He says that because of that, because Baruch Hu says, if you take that stand and you show that you're with me, then I'll be Pesach al Yerbatim. I won't let any nezik happen to you over the night, and nothing will happen to you. But you have to get up and take that stand. The first step Klal Yisrael every Yid takes in being a Yid is the understanding that he's separate from Klal Yisrael. In that sense, the first part of the process prior to the shechting of the Pesach was going out and taking it. Taking the carbon and tying it publicly in front of the mitzvim, tying it to the bed and making a proclamation was the first step of saying, I'm ready to get it publicly and proclaim in face of danger, in face of sakana, and say, Ich bin a Yid and I'm different, I'll do things the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do that. And perhaps because of that stand, we call the Shabbos a Gadol because Gadol in terms of Klal Yisrael achieved. And if that's right, perhaps, as he suggests, that as the Sfarim speak out, that just like every Mayid, we can capture the whatever the special auspicious moment of the Mayid is, we can capture over the Yom Tov. And Pesach is a chance for us to rekindle our ability to accept the Ahadus again. So the Shabbos HaGadol would be a good time to chabra in the what's built into the Dairus, that we have this ability to take a stand and say that we're Yid.